Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing today? Finally got some much-needed rain here in Kingman, Arizona. Of course, that's going to put the temperature down and make it just a tad bit chilly this, the next few days. You'd almost think it was winter time. Hey, it's Friday, and you know what that means? It's time to dig into the mailbox and answer your questions about Route 66, travel, road trips, museum, enchiladas, motels, festivals, anything you got. And you don't have to wait till Friday. You can send me a message, drop me an email, share a post on Facebook, the Jim Hinckley's America page. Just get a hold of me. Drop me a question. I'll try to get you an answer as quick as I can. And, of course, my books are always a good way to, telling people where to go. But Friday morning, we dedicate the podcast to this episode of Wake Up with Jim, to answering some of your questions. Obviously, in 15 minutes, we can't answer them all. But we'll get to most of them. We'll get to a few here and see what we can do here. Here we go. Scott has asked me for a couple of recommendations on good, real Mexican food. A lot of times people think, Taco Bell, Del Taco, that doesn't qualify as real Mexican food. Nor does Mexican food have to be so hot and spicy you can't taste anything for days after you eat it. And you might need asbestos underwear. No, that's not good Mexican food. So I have two to suggest for you. One is oysters here in Kingman on Andy Devine Avenue, Route 66. It's up by the King's Inn Best Western. Little hole-in-the-wall place. You blink, you'll miss it. Superb Mexican food. One family, a nice family-owned place. Everybody working. Good traditional Mexican food. And just excellent. Another one that I can highly recommend is Monica's El Portal. It's a restaurant on Rio Grande Boulevard Northwest near Old Town in Albuquerque. I can recommend both of those with no problems at all. Another one that I've heard, let's see here, what do we got here? Casey has asked. Okay. Casey has asked about automotive museums. Oh my goodness, that's a can of worms. Let's start West Coast. I've mentioned this before. Automobile Driving Museum, El Segundo, California. A fascinating museum. Go on a Sunday or a weekend. They literally take you for a drive in a vintage vehicle. Middle of the state, just along Highway 6, about the center point of Nebraska, is a place called Minden, a little farming town. Museum is showing its age, and I worry that it may be closing soon. Harold Warp's Pioneer Village. It's all kinds of things. It's Abraham Lincoln's tea sets. Really intricate displays that chronicle the evolution of the kitchen. You name it. Displays of cameras, history of spark plugs. Fascinating museum. Their automotive collection is just nothing short of astounding. Mr. Warp started collecting some of these vehicles in the 40s and 50s when they were used cars that dealers couldn't sell or had no interest in, Cords, Lincolns. So a lot of the cars on display, they're not showpieces. They've got a dent or a little scratch or a tear in the upholstery. They were good used cars, a lot of them. But it is an astounding collection. One of the oldest Buicks in existence. And it doesn't just stop with cars. There's trains, there's aircraft engines, there's boats. There's a whole display of history of outboard motors. Really, really a superb museum. Another is a ye olde carriage shop in Spring Arbor, Michigan, right outside of Jackson. That is a private museum, but the gentleman, Lloyd Ganton, is really knowledgeable, friendly, and personable. Tremendous museum, quite interesting. The focal point of the collection is cars made in Jackson, Michigan, as well as radios and other things. And before you think, well, that's kind of narrow, no. There were more than 24 automobile manufacturers in Jackson during the first decades of the 20th century. And it is, some of the cars that he has are the only ones known to exist. And some are survivor cars, good original vehicles. Let's see what else we got here. All right, Bob has asked, Route 66 festivals, events. Birthplace of Route 66 festival, Springfield, Missouri. That's a great one. The Route 66 Fun Run here in Western Arizona, centered in Kingman, sponsored by the Historic Route 66 Association of Arizona. Been canceled for a couple of years now, but I'm hoping in 2022 we see a return. Wonderful, wonderful event. It's basically a 160-mile block party all along Route 66 from Seligman, Arizona, down to Golden Shores and Topok. The big day is in Kingman on Saturday of the event, and car show, music, all kinds of stuff going on. And that is held on the first weekend in May of every year. It's a great event if you get a chance. Let's see, what else do we have here? All right, well, Steve. That's a tough one. Best time to travel Route 66. Late spring is good, but I'll tell you my favorite time is late summer, early fall, specifically October, mid to late October. Now, you can get yourself into some trouble in places. I was coming back from the Miles of Possibilities Conference in 2019, right at the very end of October, and got into a pretty severe snowstorm out in the panhandle around Amarillo. But generally, the temperatures are good. You'll get into a little rain in the Midwest. But the advantages are like a lot of seasons, you'll have extraordinary fall colors in the Ozark Mountains. It's not quite as crowded at some of the, of course, the last 2 years during the apocalypse, a lot of places haven't been crowded. But in general, October, the seasons start to wind down a bit, and things aren't quite as crowded at some of the more popular attractions on Route 66. And of course, October, late mid to late October, is an ideal time to explore Route 66 west of Seligman, between Seligman, say, and Victorville, or as I jokingly refer to it, Victimville. I'm kind of hard on some of these communities. Victorville, I jokingly call it Victimville, Hesperia. Sometimes I get calling it Hysteria. And Needles, I've often referenced as Needless California, gets a tad bit hot down there. But October is an ideal time to be exploring the desert. Taking little short walks too, like out of Amboy, going up to Amboy Crater. On that note, I want to warn you, though, any desert exploration or any travel in the desert, any, even if you're on the interstate, always, always carry lots of water. If you don't need it, you may find somebody that does, and it can literally be a lifesaver. Just because you've got a new car and just because it's not a Model T doesn't mean that things don't happen. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Dennis. Well, that's an interesting one. Man, I could fill books on that. Matter of fact, I have. I filled lots of books on that. It's best museums on Route 66. We got quite a few. Two that come to mind is the Oklahoma Route 66 Museum, Clinton, Oklahoma. Excellent. Just really nice. Pat Smith and her crew do a wonderful job. Elk City, Oklahoma has the National Route 66 Museum and the Old Town Museum Complex, which includes a farm and ranch museum. There's a displays of rodeo history. That's another great question. If you stop in there, say hello to Maxine for me. And if you buy any of my books, which they are for sale at the museum gift shops, and you're heading west, give me a holler and I'll try to deface them with a signature for you. The Powerhouse Museum in Kingman is good. My primary issue with the Route 66 Museum in Kingman, they have it's a visitor center actually in the 1907 Powerhouse across from Locomotive Park and Mr. D's Route 66 Diner. The museum is well done, and they have an embryonic electric vehicle museum, a couple gift shops. The Historic Electric Vehicle Association has their display. The Route 66 Association of Arizona has a gift shop, the City of Kingman. And there's a great display upstairs, Bob Bowes Bell, his artwork and his story. It's a nice museum, really good. My biggest problem is very limited hours. They're closed on Sunday. Usually the last tour through is 3 or 3:30. They open at 8 or 9, so it's a limited hours situation, and that makes it kind of a difficult to visit. Let's see here. And, of course, you can find a lot of this on blogs I've written on jimhinckleysamerica.com. And you can also find this on the Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page. I think we have time for one more here this morning. Another Bob. Bob. That's another one that's a little complicated. I get asked this a lot, and I've answered it a lot, but I don't mind. How long does it really take to travel and see Route 66? I can't tell you. I've only been doing it since 1959, and yes, I really am that old. And the thing is that Route 66, is from its inception, has always been in a state of evolution and change. And things open, things close. That's never been more pertinent than it has this last 18 months during the era of the apocalypse. It changes. But I would say minimum 2 weeks. Take your time. The key, two things that I just strongly suggest. If try to keep, well, let's make it three things. Keep your schedule loose as much as possible. Reservations are important at some of the more popular places like the Blue Swallow Motel, Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico. But don't be too restrictive on your schedule. Just accept the fact. If you look, you set out 2 weeks to go from Chicago to L.A., but in 2 weeks you only made it to Kingman. Well, God bless. That means you have to come back and do it again. This time start at the west in Los Angeles and head east for Chicago and see how far you get. And most importantly, what makes Route 66 special, what makes it really unique, isn't the history or the scenery or the mystique. It's the people. It's the people you meet along the way. It's the business owners. And take time to visit with people. Linger. So you end up having a two-hour lunch somewhere like the Midpoint Cafe in Adrian, Texas, because you got into a deep conversation. That's where the memories are made. That's what it's about. And, of course, if you want to really get the most from your holiday on Route 66, your trip, contact my friends at Route Trip USA. These folks are road trip specialists in the United States and Canada, but they are really big on Route 66, and they know that road. Hey, my friends, thank you for joining me this morning, and well, we will do this again Monday morning, and don't forget, Coffee with Jim. Sunday morning, 7 o'clock, live streamed on the Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page. Vaya con Dios, mi amigos.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
A little bit of music there from Joe and the boys of the Road Crew. RoadCrew66.com.